Israel is targeting everybody in Gaza. Nobody is safe. This is real life Hunger Games. This is a real life Squid Game. This is a real life Black Mirror episode. But unfortunately, it's people's lives that are at stake. It's not just a TV show. It's not just a movie. You can't turn it off. It's not a fiction. It's real life. The ratio of killing in Gaza of civilians is significantly higher than the average civilian toll in all conflicts around the world during the 20th century. So what we're seeing in Gaza is unprecedented killing at unprecedented rates using unprecedented technology. We know that Israel is relying on AI technology to identify more targets than they've ever been able to identify in a shorter amount of time, which is what explains the scope of the destruction and devastation and the killing that we have seen in Gaza. An investigation was published by 972 magazine entitled The Mass Assassination Factory. And that investigation relied on the testimonies of current and former Israeli intelligence officials who were quoted as confirming that Israel intentionally targets Palestinian family homes and apartment buildings in its airstrikes, and that this is not an accident. Our families are not collateral damage, rather, they are the targets of Israel's attack on purpose. Israel refers to those targets as power targets. And this is an intentional policy that is designed to create as much carnage as possible, to create as much despair and devastation as possible. In the words of the Israeli intelligence officers describing this practice, it's intended to put pressure on Hamas by putting pressure on the entire civilian population. This practice meets the definition of terrorism. Terrorism is specifically unlawful targeting of civilians using violence for a political purpose. But of course, this is never dealt with in the mainstream media. It's also never dealt with by the government officials who are arming and financing this genocide. So, a few days after the Mass Assassination Factory investigation was published, Matthew Miller of the US State Department was questioned whether he believed Israel was intentionally targeting civilians. And he replied, "I have not seen any evidence that Israel is intentionally targeting civilians." Now, am I to believe that I have more information about what Israel is doing in Gaza than the US State Department? That's an insane premise, because this was a public report which was published just days prior. And yet the US lives in this fictional reality which it has created, which enables it to ignore clear evidence, videos, photos, testimonies coming out from on the ground by Palestinians who are living this genocide. Part of Israel's dystopian reality is the way that it uses technology to oppress Palestinians and to carry out this genocide. So we've seen Israel use drones to send threatening messages to Palestinians in the occupied West Bank. We've seen them use other types of drones that have a very disruptive and disturbing buzzing sound. And those drones fly over Gaza at all times to make Palestinians think that an airstrike is impending. But in reality, it's just the sound of the drone, which is entire purpose is to fill the sky with buzzing sounds and to create fear in the Palestinian society. We've also seen Israel employ tactics whereby it drops leaflets telling Palestinians that they must evacuate, but evacuate to where, it's unclear, because we know that everywhere Israel has told Palestinians to evacuate has also been bombed and not spared from the brutality of Israeli airstrikes. We've seen Israel rely on QR technology telling Palestinians that their neighborhoods have now been divided into numbered quarters and that it will announce which numbers are going to be airstriked and that Palestinians should evacuate from one numbered area to another numbered area. But it does so at a time when they're also cutting communications so that Palestinians can't even access this very twisted technology. But even if they do, again, they're not spared and they are targeted. So it's really just to create this impression that Israel's providing a safe outlet for Palestinians, but the reality is that nowhere is safe, and that everywhere that Israel has told Palestinians to go during this genocide has not been spared and has been subject to airstrike. The weapons that are being used in Gaza are the most advanced weapons in existence, and in many cases they're being tested on Gaza's civilian population, being used for the very first time. And we know also that once those weapons have been tested on Gazan civilians, they then can be sold to governments around the world with the label battle tested, and that also increases their value. All of this is of course dystopian, there's no other word for it. Especially when you remember that 1 million children live in Gaza, that they are half of the population, and that while they are being bombarded with the most advanced weapons known to man, they are also being starved and dehydrated and succumbing to disease all at the same time. I don't think there's any way for us to really understand the totality of the scope of the human suffering in Gaza right now. Every form of human suffering that could possibly exist exists right now in Gaza. All of it. Starvation, dehydration, the sounds of the bombs, the sounds of the drones. You've never had a day of quiet. The smells, everything smells like death. Everything smells like burning, toxic gas. There's no fresh air, there's no clean air. Everything smells like rotting flesh and blood. The sights, everywhere you go, there's destruction. Everywhere you go, concrete and iron and blood and destroyed buildings and destroyed homes and destroyed businesses. The way that people must live in their bodies in this moment, pure anxiety, depression, shock, PTSD that never ends. The feeling, you know, if you're injured in these airstrikes, the amount of pain, the agony, the inability to find any relief, there's no medicine, there's no anesthesia. We heard reports of pregnant women being forced to give birth via cesarean section with no anesthesia. My brother-in-law's cousin recently gave birth, and he described her birth scene as her giving birth on the floor of a UN school where there was no electricity and there was only a flashlight and an iPhone light to guide the individuals helping her. When you think about all of it, you realize that there isn't an ounce of relief anywhere in Gaza, and that everybody's senses are being bombarded with different forms of torture at all times. It's so essential in this moment to center Palestinian voices. We are credible narrators of our own lived experience, and unfortunately the corporate media does not allow us to present our lived experiences to the world and to contextualize our realities. That's why it's so important to support alternative media that does give Palestinians a platform, amplifies their voice, and allows them to tell their stories. Join the future of journalism, join Double Down News on Patreon.